and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hey, it's Anna.
And it's Raven.
This is the After the Verdict podcast, where we revisit a couple who has been on the Honda of Westport Couples Corp and see how things have been going.
This is what the problem was.
Karen, what's going on today?
So my husband, Sean, his parents got divorced a couple years ago, obviously pretty late in life. And as a result, his mother has started dressing pretty provocatively, in my opinion, far too sexy for someone her age.
How old is she?
She's 65.
Oh, okay.
And, there's a lot of mesh, there's a lot of leopard print, there's a lot of, like, very tight-fitting, revealing clothing. And we wanted to take her out for brunch for Mother's Day this weekend. And I just think that Sean needs to speak with her about not showing up looking like a stripper.
Oh.
Especially because, our kids will be there, and I just think it's inappropriate.
I really don't want to talk to my mom about that she's kind of dressing inappropriate and provocative. It's just too weird. I just rather Karen talk to her. It might be easier and more palatable if it's like a woman talking to another woman about it.
She's your mother. It's your responsibility to let her know that she's gone too far.
Karen, can we just like do a trade? Like, can you do this? Just meet the solid for me, and I'll do a solid for you and your family. Like, I really don't want to talk to my mom about this.
And this is what the audience thought.
Hey, I'm on the side of the female, the wife. I think that they should buy her a shawl and say, "Hey, mom, can you just wear this as a Mother's Day present?" And let her wear that out that day.
I'm on Sean's side. Well, being a 64-year-old woman with an adult son, I have to be honest with you. He's being put in a very awkward spot. And if my son were to say something to me, I wouldn't take it too well. So, she doesn't live with them. She's expressing herself. So I would say just put up with it for the day and let her be herself. She doesn't live with you. It's her life.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think the husband should definitely step up and tell his mom, "Hey, I'm 66 years old. I dress young, never show cleavage, only on a date."
And then there was the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Karen, our audience agreed with you. Sean, there's nothing wrong with saying to your mom. It's your mom saying, "Ma, I notice the way you've been dressing and like it makes me feel uncomfortable." She's your mom. She should understand that. And if anything, for Mother's Day, she should at least abide if you're taking her out.
Oh, man, it's going to be really, really, really tough.
Everyone's got your back. Just get it done, get it over with, and she'll wear her actual Sunday best instead of her Saturday night best.
Yeah, but I got to deal with her for, like, the rest of my life. Oh, boy.
They're joining us again to talk about what happened after the verdict. So, what happened?
I mean, from my perspective, Sean talked to her. The situation was handled. She was a little cold at brunch, but she was wearing something appropriate in front of our family, which I think is the most important part. So, it worked out well for me.
Sean, what did she say to you?
What she didn't say to me. She kind of gave me the cold shoulder and the silent treatment during the brunch, which was awkward, and she was not really that happy about it.
What is the age that we have to worry about what grandma is wearing when the kids are? Like, if the kids are 3, the kids don't care that grandma's got booty shorts. They don't care. But they hit a certain age, then it's like, "Grandma, what big whatever you have, not fairy tale reading." Like, what is that age?
Either way, it's inappropriate. Regardless of the age, there's other people in the restaurant. People respond to what you wear, and it makes a statement about who you are and your standards and your morals.
What if you got a rogue grandpa that's just wandering around brunch? You know, his wife's already passed. He's looking to pick somebody up.
I mean, maybe.
Right.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us again this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.